President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe turns 93 tomorrow. He's the world's oldest leader, exactly 2 years and 2 months older than runner-up Queen Elizabeth. Mugabe has led Zimbabwe since independence from Britain 37 years ago, and he's criticized for making a once prosperous African nation poor. All the same, he will again be his party's presidential candidate in elections due next year. But that has not stopped would-be successors jostling for power, position, and authority, as NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports.
A political tussle ballooned on social media in Zimbabwe recently. While President Robert Mugabe was on his annual extended holiday, photographs were circulating showing Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, acting president during Mugabe's absence, posing with a huge mug saying, "I'm the boss." It caused a stir and a war of words. Another minister, Jonathan Moyo, retorted with a tweet decrying what he called a power grab narrative, adding, "One boss at a time, please." Political commentator Pedzisa Ruhanya of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute says it's a sign of things to come.
People are talking about the succession politics because any reasonable person would see that at 92, turning 93, the future of the president is in the cemetery. So it is that age, not by anyone's willing, but by the will of God, a time when they fizzle out, when they naturally can leave this world.
Mugabe has been his country's only leader since independence in 1980. In December, he criticized fellow governing ZANU-PF party members for plotting to oust him and told them to rein in what he called unbridled ambition. Mugabe warned against infighting and ordered his subordinates to stop using Twitter and Facebook to air their rivalries. ZANU Party Central Committee member, minister, and Mugabe supporter Super Mandiwanzira says the president is their leader, and that's that.
We have no problem with him. President Mugabe says, "I'm still here, so my position is not up for grabs. I have a mandate. Allow me to serve my term if you are also interested." Number two, don't jostle for power. We have more important things to do. And the important things we want to do to address the concerns of the people, to deliver on the expectations of our voters. And those are things we should focus on, addressing our economic challenges.
Anti-Mugabe demonstrators criticized the lamentable state of Zimbabwe's economy in widespread street protests last year. Among their complaints, the shortage of cash and the estimated $800,000 reportedly spent on the president's lavish official 92nd birthday celebrations in 2016. Giant cakes were served in a drought-stricken area suffering food shortages. But political analyst Pedzisa Ruhanya says forget about birthday parties and focus on
the military factor.
Ruhanya says he believes Zimbabwe's military, which has its own wing of the party, will designate Mugabe's successor when the time comes.
The president will not be removed from power by anybody. I think the president will die in office. And when the president dies in office, the faction in ZANU, that is the control of the military, will take over the affairs of the state.
But last Friday, Mugabe's wife, who's said to be positioning herself as a possible successor, accused some governing party officials of plotting to seize power. 51-year-old First Lady Grace Mugabe says even if her husband dies in office before Zimbabwe's vote next year, he's so popular and so well-loved, he should run as a corpse. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.